And at this time, we're visiting with Broken Bow boys basketball coach Nate Olson, who joins us in our special winter sports preview. Coach, thanks for taking the time. It's hard to believe, but here we are. We're going to tip off the season in like a week and a half. That has to be exciting for you and your kids.
Yeah, it really is. It's been so fun to get back in the gym and get around these guys and be able to, you know, focus on basketball. And it's just, can't reiterate how much fun it's been to get back in the gym with these guys.
Coach, I guess a good place to start is with the elephant in the room, and we know what that is, and that's the COVID-19 situation. I know that we were talking just a little bit about it off the air, but I'm sure that for you and your kids, it's just business as usual, and I think you made the comment, just control what you can control.
Yeah, definitely, and I think our kids have done a really good job of, you know, staying positive, and I don't know what it is, if it is like, you know, the thought process that our season may be in jeopardy, but our practices have been so energetic, focused, and just, like, really haven't had to get on the kids too much with bringing that energy. And, you know, controlling what we can control is wearing our masks when we need to, and just focusing on what we can do to, you know, prepare ourselves for the season, and everything else you can't really control, so don't focus on it.
Coach, this COVID-19 situation, of course, takes us all the way back to early in the year, around March or so, and I know that it probably did affect some things over the summertime, and I know that we've talked about this in the past. The summer seems to be one of those things now that is so relevant as far as getting a team ready for the upcoming season, whether it be participating in leagues or going to team camps. Were you still able to get some work in over the summertime? How much did that change because of the situation?
Yeah, we were able to get, you know, about a month of some summer work. So we did one team camp, and I was really pleased with what I saw, especially with we were able to do our own individual team camp 2 days prior to it. So not a lot of time to prepare for things, but did a lot of good things and then had a lot of good attendance as far as our open gyms went, and it was really competitive. Did a lot of skill sessions, did a lot of getting up and down, and it was just, you know, it was fun to get in the gym and have those kids playing. But, you know, everybody's in this same situation where we had a limited summer, so we really can't make any excuses as to, you know, we didn't get a full summer to be able to develop our skills and our game. But it was, for the short time that we had, was very productive.
As we think about last year for a moment now, I know it was kind of tough in the way of wins and losses, but I've always been one of these guys that believes you have to measure success in sometimes in ways other than wins and losses. And for your group, Coach, as I watched you play through the course of last year, there was no question that this team kept getting better each and every week, and I'm sure that you had to be very proud of the way those kids battled through some adversity from a year ago, and really kind of sets up a good start to this season, I would think.
Oh, extremely proud. I mean, it's, you know, wins and losses, you know, comes and goes with that, but the growth that we showed throughout the year, like you said, was just unbelievable. And, you know, I couldn't have been more proud of any group of kids and watching them progress throughout the year. We were playing our best basketball at the end of the year. And then, you know, if you're a coach sitting there, you want to make sure that's, you know, that's the end game. That's your complete goal, is playing best basketball towards the end. And that's got to be a testament to the players that we've got. You know, it's just the fact that we've got good leaders, we've got kids that are dedicated, and, you know, going 0-whatever to start the season, a lot of teams would have just probably threw in the towel and given up. But I thought our kids kind of took that as even more of a challenge and picked each other up, and we're good teammates throughout the year, and that's something that we'll reflect on this year, definitely, and I think it's something that we can for sure build on as we continue to progress through the season.
Coach, something every coach goes through each and every year is turnover. Obviously, you lost a couple of really good seniors that were a big part of your team a year ago, but you have a really good core of players returning, some seniors coming back to lead you this year, and just kids that really got a lot of playing time on the varsity level from a year ago. With that experience coming back, do you kind of feel the momentum and the positivity with this group coming into practice this year?
Yeah, and like I spoke on it, we've had really good energy, and we've got really good senior leadership. I mean, we've got Frazier Kalen, Dylan Baum, Blake Denson, Tyler Wood. They've done a really good job of making sure we're staying focused at practice. And, you know, we've had last year we didn't have much experience going into game one, and this year we do have experience, but like we told the kids, experience doesn't just necessarily mean success. And that's what I've been really pleased with these last six practices, is that there is an edge to us. There is a chip on our shoulder, and we are getting better. And it's not being satisfied with, you know, playing in the sub-district final last year. We want to continue to progress, and that's all towards our senior leadership. And, you know, our guys are falling in line right behind them, and just echoing what the coaches are saying. You can't really ask for much more.
Coach, I know it's very early. We haven't even played a game yet. But as you work through practice, where do you feel maybe the strength of your team is right now and the areas of most growth that you hope to see during the course of the year?
Yeah, well, I mean, for us to have success, we've got to continue to play good on the defensive side of the ball, making sure that that's our priority, because that's where our games are going to be won at. And I think, you know, we're doing a good job of buying in, and our communication can always be better. And that's something that we'll always make sure our guys are striving for, to continue to get better in that area. But I think our overall knowledge of the game, and I don't know if that's because of experience or it's just what it is, but like we're becoming more students of the game, and it's good to see when you ask them certain questions or you stop a drill or you're stopping practice and you're asking what they're seeing, what they're processing. It's exactly what you want to hear as a coach. And that's one of my favorite parts about basketball, is it's not really, you know, a game that's so black and white. There's a lot of gray area, and we're seeing a lot of kids being able to kind of read things and react on the fly. So that's the biggest area, is just their knowledge of the game, and continuing to build on that.
Coach, kind of a fun question for you now. If you were to be challenged by someone on your team in a game of horse, who would you least like to go up against?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I know you actually get a game of pig or horse going pretty often after practice too. So I've been beaten a few times, and I probably would say the most difficult ones would probably be either Austin Harvey or Keegan Baxter. Those are some tough ones there. They're pretty good shooters, and they also like to throw out some athletic moves on me, which then I struggle with. So that just adds to the adversity I have to deal with when I play them.
They sound like a couple of kids that can come up with some creativity too, do they?
Yeah, they do. We always, when we're playing, we try to make sure they're game-like shots, you know, something that you do in a game. But sometimes we'll have a little bit of fun, and, you know, we try to get creative. And like I said, that's where the athleticism part comes in. That's where I really struggle, and they exceed on that.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you. Can't wait for the season to get started. We wish you and the kids the best of luck, and we look forward to calling a bunch of games this year and following your success through 2020 and 21.
I appreciate it, Brent. We truly appreciate everything that you guys do for us and for our program, our community. We say that with deepest sincerity. We appreciate it.
Well, Coach, thanks, and we'll see you. My goodness, we're going to be in the gym like in a week, so we'll see you then.
Can't wait.
All right.